Yeah.
Mishnah says, "Ein poichsim me eskrim v'achas tkiyos b'midash." Every day they never had less than 21 times they blew the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ein moisifin al arboyim u'shemoina. They never had more than 48. That's the most they blew the shofar in one day. How does it work out? That b'chol yom every day hayu shom eskrim v'achas. There was 21 tkiyos. Tkiyos b'midash. How does it go? Sholosh l'psichas shorim. Three, when they open up the doors of the Azara. So our time is going that the tkiya, a true and a tkiya is called three. So you have a tkiya, a true, and then a tkiya, it's called three. So when they open up the doors, you have to have a tkiya, true, a tkiya, that's called three tkiyas. The teshul atomit shachar. The shastra brought the carbon atomit in the morning, you had nine tkiyas. Also, tkiya, true, a tkiya, three times. The teshul atomit shabin abayim. And nine also by the Tomei Shabbin Abayim. This is how you have 21. You have 9 and 9 is 18, and 3 is 21. So at least you have every single day is at least 21. 3 for opening up the gates, and by each Tomei you had 9 tkiyas. Trashi, Teisha L'Tomei Shel Shachar, Kishoyu Menaschen Es Nischei HaTomei. When they brought the Nesochim, the Yayin, by the Kamer Tomei, is HaLeviyim Oimrim Bashir. The Leviyim would sing their Shir. Ushloisha prokim hoyu bishir. There were three times during they were singing shahoyu mafsikin. They would stop. Over toikin hakanim, and at that time the kanim would blow bechatzrisayim. They would blow the chatzrisayim. Or mishtach minom, and the whole arm would bow down. Kedatnam mesech to tomid. Hegiel the parrot came to a stop. Tikul they blew mishtach vuom, and our called parrot kia. They are called tkiya shtachavor. At each stop they made it kia, and every time they made it kia, the whole arm would bow down. They are called tkiya, and every tkiya hois a trua b'yemta. There was a trua in between. Upshuta lefanel achrim. There was a tkiya before, a pshuta, a tkiya at the end, and in between there was a trua. So by the korban atamid, when they sang the shir, they stopped three times, and every interval had three tkiyas. So by the Talmud you have three in the morning, and the same thing by Talmud Shabbat Abayim, also you have three. You had intervals, three intervals, each one's three, so you have nine. So nine and three is 21. Vayta now, how do you have more than that? Over Musafim, a day you brought a Korah Musaf, for you Musafim. Oy Teisha, there was another nine tkiyas for the Musafim. Trash of Musafim, the Yom Shiesh by Musafim, they had another nine tkiyas. It's also by the Musafim, they would stop in between three times, and each time they would blow a tkiyah through a tkiyah, so you have nine more tkiyahs by a day that you brought a carbon Musaf. Over Shabbos, let's go on every Erev Shabbos, Hoyu Moisifun Sheish. There was another three tkiyahs they did on every Erev Shabbos. Sholoish Lahavtil Libotel Esom Mimlocha. To stop the people from doing Melocha. In other words, before Shabbos, they will warn you, blow the shofar to tell you it's coming close to Shkia, stop doing melacha. Ushalosh lahavdil ben kodesh v'chol. And three, to know when there's a difference between kodesh and chol. Rashi says ben kodesh v'chol, kishe kiddush hayoyim, afterwards kiddush hayoyim, when it was vaday Shabbos, loydi, to tell the people, shechashaych, it's night time. And you know, if you do a melacha now, after nacht, it's already a chiyav skila. So be careful. So kids, they blew three times earlier in the day to stop you to do melacha, and they blew three later on Shabbos itself to tell you it's already Shabbos now. Erev Shabbos Shebetech HaChag. What's going to be an Erev Shabbos that came down in the middle of Sukkis? Hoyu Shom Arboyim Ushmoina. That's where you have the most chiyas. He has 48. Because he had Musaf and he had Erev Shabbos. Sholosh l'psicha sorim. He had three in the morning, the first one like every day, when he opened up the gates of the Azara, he had to blow three. Atkiya, true Atkiya. Sholosh l'shar elyon. It was special about Sukkot, you blew three by the shar elyon. So Rashi says, Sholosh b'shar elyon, the second big line, the Amir Liel, Korah Geva, Tikov Riyah v'tokul. When they came to the top gate, also now on Sukkot, they made Atkiya, true and Atkiya. And again, three when it came to the bottom gate. When it came to the Azor itself, until it came to the gate that goes out the east side. That's the bottom shar. What does the Mishnah say that we had before on the Milo Hasiris, on the tenth step or the fifth step, they also blew the shofar there. I call upon them here by the Shar Elyon and the Shar HaTachton, they blew each time three tkiyas. Tkiya, true tkiya. They had another three bishas they were fetching the water for the Nisach HaMayim. Trashi Lemilu HaMayim means, Aches Shemolam, after they filled up the pitchers of water, Vishobu, they came back, Ovoyolehen Lazar, they brought into Lazara, Derech Shar HaMayim, they came through the Shar HaMayim, with Nan Liel, that they made a tkiya, true tkiya at that time. Vishola Shagabi Mizbech. And they made three now special agabi mizbech Rashi, kishezoikven es arova. When they put the arova around the mizbech and everyday sukkis in the base of Migdash, they also made a tkiya through a tkiya. So another three have special for sukkis. Then teisha, the regular latomish shachar. The teisha, the regular latomish ben abayim. The teisha, the masof, like we had before. And Shalosh lahavtil esamin amloch. We're talking about now with Erev Shabbos also. Erev Shabbos during sukkis. So you have the three before, like Shkia, to tell the people before Lichtin, and to tell the people stop to do Malacha. The Shalosh lahavdil be Kodesh Lechol. The way Rashi learns it means when it becomes Shabbos itself, to tell the people now if you do Malacha now, there'll be a Chiyus skill involved. So where it says Masnisin like Reb Yehuda, our mission does not come out like Reb Yehuda. Titania Reb Yehuda Weiner Ha Poiches La Yivches Misheva. You never have less then 7 tkiyas. Our Mishnah says 21, and he says 7. It's the same thing, we'll soon see. Just he holds that a tkiya, true a tkiya, is called like 1. Not 3, he holds it's called 1. That's the same thing. If you hold it's called 1, you never have less than 7. Our Mishnah calls it 3, so 3 times 7 is 21. But if you don't know, a tkiya, true a tkiya, is called like 1. So you never have less than 7 tkiyas. The Hamoisif, Lo Yosef al Shesh Asorah. The most you could have is 16. Gemara says the Ma'akim Miflugi. What's the Machlekes Our Tana and Reb Yehuda? We have Yehudis of our Tkiya Trua Tkiya Achasi. This Indian of blowing a Tkiya, then a Trua, then a Tkiya. That's called like one. For Rabbanan Sarva, the Rabbanan hold no Tkiya Lechud or Trua Lechud. Each one is called a separate Cheshbon by itself. So it's not a really Machlekes. They both hold the same thing. Just one holds calls it 7, and one calls it 21 because they call these three one. They call it three. Gemara says, my time with Reb Yehuda. What's the svara? What's Reb Yehuda shita? Omakwa, the pasuk says, utkatem trua, uksiv trua yitoku. So it's mashma that ki and true is like one. Okay, so it has to come out that ki or true achasi, it's one thing. So the three, the ki or true atkiya, is one. For Rabbonin, hahu lepshuta lefnei lachrim. There the pasuk is just saying, you have to have a trua, true. Now before the trua and after the trua, you have to have a tkiya. But avad, each one is called a separate key by itself. Who the yosef? For Rabbi Yehuda, lefnei lachrim minole nafkula mishanis. It says it twice. For Rabbanin, my tamay, why did the pasuk say it twice? The yosef of ahakel es hakoil tisku v'loy suriu make a key and then a trua. No, for Rabbanin, my tamay, what's Rabbanin's time to say yechesh each one separately? The yosef, the pasuk says. When you want to gather the cow together, tisku v'loy suriu. Make a tkiya, but don't make a trua. Only make one tkiya. Now, if you want to tell me like a yudishita, that tkiya trua, achasi, it's always called one. You know, you can't count the tkiya by itself or trua by itself. It's always counted like one. Tkiya, trua, tkiya is like one. So how come here? Omer rachmona palga the mitzvah ovid, or palga le ovid. Here the pasuk says clearly, when you want to gather everybody together, make a tkiya, but do not make a trua. So according to Reb Yehuda, it's like one mitzvah, what they say, do half the mitzvah and half not to. That's Rabban and Zraya, each one is separately. So tkiya is called one cheshbin. True is another cheshbin. So here you could have one without the other. Reb Yehuda holds, Hahu l'simna b'yamu d'yosa. That's only a simon, it's not a real mitzvah there. It's only a simon is fine to tell the people, let's get together. How do we know to get together? So when they blow one tkiya, that's the sign everybody should get together. But true, that's not a mitzvah tkiya. That's just a sign to get together. For Rabbonin, simnahu, for Rachmon and Shavi mitzvah, it's only for a sign to know when to get together. But the Torah still calls it a mitzvah. So that's Rabbonin's raya, that each one by itself is called a cheshbon by itself. You don't count all three one, then you couldn't divide it up here. Elamai, each one is called a cheshbon by itself. Gemara says, "Kama noz lahodi yomer Rav Kana." Who does Rav Kana go like that? Ain beint kia letrua b'le klum. There should be no interruption, no hefsek, no stopping between its kia and the trua. Here's the chur kama k'rav Yehuda. The chur goes like Rav Yehuda that he holds a kia, trua, kia is called one, so you shouldn't stop in between. There shouldn't be any hefsek. Only poshut to take a breath, but not more. Shkur goes according to Yehuda Shita. The Gemara says Shita, like for sure goes according to Yehuda. The Gemara says no. Now the time I would have thought Afilu Kerabonin. It could be it even goes according to Rabbonin Shita. Uli Afuke mid Reb Yechnin, and it comes not like Reb Yechnin Shita. The Yom Reb Yechnin says like this: that Shoma Teisha Tkiyas B'Teisha Shoyis Bayim on Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah is to hear 9 Tkiyas. 3 times there's a tkiya through a tkiya. So that's the mitzvah. So Rabbi Yechon's shita is, even if you hear it at 9 different times of the day, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Each hour of the day you hear another tkiya through a tkiya, you're mekayim the mitzvah. It's kamash lan, that over here, no. That even according to Rabbanan, you can't be yotze if it's spread out so much. It has to be near one another. So that's the chiddush that it doesn't go according to Rabbanan, but it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda shita. That a mamish has to be a tkiya through a tkiya. Maybe this price goes according to Rabbanan Shita also. And it's just telling you, not like Rabbi Yechonon Shita, that don't think you can hear 9 hours of the day, each hour another tkiya. No, they have to be near one another. But maybe not really so close like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For the Gemara came, my v'loi klum. What's the loshna? There should be no interruption at all in between the tkiya through a tkiya. So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's good. He always called like one. There's one cheshbon here. So you have to have quickly, fast, a tkiya, a true a tkiya. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, that each one is a mitzvah by itself, so true, you can't wait maybe 9 hours of the day, each hour. But it doesn't have to be right away a tkiya, a true a tkiya. You can wait a few seconds. And here it says, v'loi klum, mashm, you can't wait at all. So therefore we're saying that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that they have to be mamish directly close together, and not like the Rabbanan Shita. Yes, You can't even have a small break, and that doesn't make sense according to Rabbanan Shita. According to Rabbi Yud, it's very good. It shouldn't be a break, but according to Rabbi Yud, Rabbanan Lachur, a small break you could have. That's why this price goes according to Rabbi Yud and not according to Rabbanan. Later, Erev Shabbos of Techakag. When you had Erev Shabbos in the middle of Yom Tif, that's when you had the most kiyas. That's when you had 48 kiyas. So the Gemara, the Ilu, Lamalo Asiris Leketoni, like in the Mishnah before we had, when the Kanim came down on the 10th step, before it was a Suffolk, does it mean he came down 10 steps onto the 5th step? Or it means he only went down 5 steps on the 10th step, but on that step there was also a Tkiya, a true Tkiya. So like that Cheshbon, it's not 48, it should be 51. So the Gemara, Masnisin Mani, who's our Mishnah go like? Reb Lezer ben Yaakovi. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya we learned like this. Shalosh Lamalo. Lamalo Asiris. On this 10th step, down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, they made 3 tkiyas. That's the Tanakama. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oimeno, Shalosh Agabi HaMizbeach. They made 3 tkiyas by the Mizbeach itself. When they made the Arova, put the Arova around the Mizbeach, that's when they made the 3 tkiyas. Now, Hoime Lamalo Asiris, Einu Oim Agabi HaMizbeach. Rebbe Lezer, the Tanakama, that says that they blew the 3 by the 10th step, he does not hold they blew it around the Mizbech when they put the Arova. The Yoim Ragabi HaMizbech, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Shita, that he says they blew the 3 Tkiyas, the Shastra were putting the Arova around the Mizbech, Einoi Oimer Lamalu Asiris, he does not hold that on the 10th step, they had to make another Tkiyah through a Tkiyah. So Mela Mishta comes out good according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that you did not have to have the 3 Tkiyas when the Kanan was standing on the 10th step. Now, my time with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his time to say that on the 10th step you do not have to make a tkiya through a tkiya? Kivon de toko, lepsich ha-shar l'malo. Since they already blew when they opened up the gates above. And abizoy ha-siris l'amali de toko. Why do you have to blow again another 3 when they were walking down the steps and came to the 10th step? Like, what's the purpose? You already blew 3 when you opened up the top gates. And when you get all the way down to open up the bottom gates, you're going to blow again. So you don't have to blow in between when you're by the 10th step. That's the Blazim Yaakov Svara. So therefore it's good, the Mishnah doesn't say that Cheshbin, so you only have 48 and not 51. You're like, Lomuli, Tetoku. Hi, Lav Sharu. It's not like an entrance, not a gate. Hilkach, Agabi HaMizbeach Odif. It's more important to blow the three tkiyas by the Mizbeach when you put the Arovis, because that's something special. You're putting up the Arovis now around the Mizbeach, that's a tremendous simcha that deserves to have a new tkiyah through a tkiyah. For Rabbanim, what's the Rabbanim for to say no? They would rather blow the three tkiyas, the tkiyah through a tkiyah, but when they were standing by the tenth step, rather than when they were putting the Arovis around the Mizbeach, what's their svara? For Rabbanim Savri, Kivon de toku lemilu hamayim, since they already blew when they brought the water into the Azara, al gabi hamizbech lomeli. Why do you have to blow another time right away when you go near the mizbech and put the arovis? Like you just already blew, lecover the nisach hamayim. Is hilkach therefore lemalu asiris odif. That's the Rabbanim svara. It's more choshev to blow when you're standing by the tenth step. That's more choshev. Because the other one, he said, they blew already for that. You already blew for the Agav Yemizbeach. You already blew, B'shash brought the water in. So now it's more chashev to blow now. And nothing is so close to it right now. Yeah. Hilkach Agav Yemizbeach out of here. For Rabbanan Sam... Yeah. Rabbanan Savi Akiv Metoklim. You know, Mayim Agav Yizech Lomli Hilgal Lomal Yisrael Odef Yir. Kiyoso Rabacho Bar Chanina Midroima. When Rabacho Bar Chanina came from Dor, from the south, I see Masnisim Biyod. He came with a brice in his hand and said like this: O Bnei Aaron Hakahanin Yitoku Bachat Soitzris. The Bnei Aaron should blow their trumpets. Shein Tam Ulam Yitoku. What is the post got to say? Yitoku that should make a tkiyah. Shekvar nema utkatem chatzoytes. Already said that you should blow the chatzoytes alo lesechem v'al zivchei shemechem when you bring kabonis. Well, matam loyma yitoku. Why does it say a second time yitoku? Is hakol lefi amusafim toikim. It depends upon how many musafim brought that day. Each musaf needs its own set of tkiyas true tkiyas. Now, if you brought two musafim today, you needed two sets of tkiyas true tkiyas. Each musaf you brought needed its own tkiyas. That's the Kiddush. For the Gemara, Tony Lavu Amulah, he learned and he said like this, Leimar comes to teach us, She toikin ha'kol musaf ha'musaf. On every korban musaf you bring that day, it's a Rosh Chodesh, it's a Shabbos. So there are two separate musaf for a Shabbos and for a Rosh Chodesh, each one needs its own ninth tiyas. Tanan, so Al Kashra on this, says now Mishnah Tanan, Erev Shabbos, She v'teich ha'chag, hoyusho memches. There were 48 kiyas they blew on an Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. Now, if you want to tell me a chiddush that they want to say the most you could have, list me Shabbos Shabbos Chag. I should have said a bigger chiddush. When you have Shabbos in the middle of Chag, Mishkachas Lo Chamishim V'Chag, you'll have 51. You know why? Because, true, on Erev Shabbos is a special six. But when you have it on Shabbos, since Shabbos has its own Korban Musaf, so you can have the Korban Musaf of Shabbos and the Korban Musaf of Sukkot. So Korban Musaf has 9. So there'll be another 3 more because of the Korban Musaf. So not only 48, you could even have 51. So why did our Mishnah say a bigger Kiddush? On a Shabbos of Sukkot, that's when you can have 51 tkiyas. If you hold for each Musaf, you need its own set of 9 tkiyas. Amar Rav Zeira, Lefi Shein Toikin L'Psicha Shorim B'Shabbos. I'll tell you no. Because on Shabbos itself, you don't blow the Shofar by opening up the gates. You only start blowing b'shas the avoda of the korban atomid. But now when they open up the gates, Rashi she'enu lemitzvah ketkiyah shakorban. That's not such a big mitzvah like it is b'shas korban. Therefore, it's not derech Shabbos. So therefore, on Shabbos itself, you don't have these three. It'll be the same halacha 48. You wouldn't have more than 48. Omar Rava. So Rava said, like, what kind of answer is this? Man hai, who is this person? The loychosh lekimcha. Doesn't care about what type of wheat he uses to bake his bread. In other words, he doesn't pick out the good wheat. In other words, he didn't say good teretz here. Chodo, one, I'm asking you, the b'chol yom tanan. It says every single day. Trashi, hoyu shom achas v'yeshvim. Omani psicha shorim b'yadayu. It says every single day there was 21. Mashma, every single day you had the 3 for opening up the gates. V'yemeinu b'shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, you're not going to have 21. So you can't be like you're saying, you're answering me now that on Shabbos you don't blow three for opening the gate. It's not true. Our Mishnah says you never have less than 21, even on a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, you also have 21. So Mashmah, clearly you blow for the open three for opening the gates even on Shabbos. That's one kash for you. For Yoid, Inami ki hadodi, even if it's equal on the Shabbos of Sukkot. There's also 48. Ninu, listeni. Why didn't the Mishnah say this also? That Shabbos, Shabbatech HaChag, when Shabbos comes down in the middle of Sukkot, Hoyusham Aboyim Shemaina. Like, why does the Mishnah only say on an Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot? You have 48. I'll give you another time you have 48. On Shabbos Sukkot, also you have 48. So therefore, your answer is not a good answer. If you tell me now that for every Musaf, you have to have a set of 9 tkiyas, shall Shabbos on Sukkot, you also have to have 48. Tishamet minoa tarti. Like here, I'll hear 2 chedushim now. If you tell me this chiddush, that even on Shabbos Sukkot, you have 48. Shamat minoa, 1 chiddush will teach me, Kedi Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita. Tiyein toikin lamalu asiris. That you did not blow 3 tkiyas on the Malo Asiris, that's one Kiddush. V'shamim mino, t'rabacha b'chanino. You'll also teach me his Kiddush, that each Musaf you bring needs its own 9 tkiyas. Therefore, on Shabbos of Sukkot has 2 Musafim, Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Sukkot, you have 2 times 9. So you'll hear these 2 Chedushim, so why don't the Mishnah say it, if it's true? Elo Amar Ravas. Rav answers like this. You know why the Mishnah didn't say this Kiddush, that on Shabbos Sukkot there's also 48? Lefishain Toikin Lemilu Mayim B'Shabbos. Because on Shabbos they didn't fetch the water on Shabbos, we had before. They used to fetch the water on Friday. So since they didn't fetch the water on Shabbos, you don't have the 3 for Milu HaMayim. Therefore you don't have 48, you'll only have 45. The Batsri Tubi, you're missing a lot. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say Shabbos Sukkot. Fredi Gemara V'Lisnei Nami Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Why doesn't the Mishnah say when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos also? There are 3 Musafim on Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos. You have Musaf the Rosh Hashanah, 1. Musaf the Rosh Chodesh, it's also Rosh Chodesh. You bring the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And Musaf the Shabbos. And you have Musaf of Shabbos. So you also have a lot of Tkiyas. Why does the Mishnah say that? You also have 48. So why does the Mishnah say in such a case on Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos also you have 48? So Marim says, Erev Shabbos is Teich HaChag. No, the Mishnah wants to say a bigger Kiddush. That when Erev Shabbos comes out in the middle of Sukkot, it's Rechlei. Why? Lashmina k'du Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It comes to teach me like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That on the 10th step, you should know that those 3 we don't cheshbon. We don't blow the 3 on the 10th step. For the Gemara, Otto mikoma listni hob, listni hob. Was that my question? Like only learn one and not the other one? My question was, Listen, why don't the Mishnah say both cases? Say there are 2 times you have 48. On Erev Shabbos and Sukkot, and on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. And the Gemara, Toni Vishai, that's not Shver. The Mishnah leaves out other cases also. So it leaves out Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos also. So the Gemara, my Shire, the high Shire, what other thing did they leave over, not only here? And the Gemara, Shire, Erev Pesach. The leftover Erev Pesach also. Erev Pesach also, he has 48 keys. Gemara says, no, it's not so poshid. Imishum Erev Pesach, lav shirahu. Erev Pesach is not called a shir, not called leftover. Why? Yeah, alright, first, let's see Rashi first. Rashi says, Erev Pesach, sheyesh b'shchitas Pesach, achov zayin tkiyas. When you shech the korban Pesach, you have 27 tkiyas. Sheha Pesach nishchat begimel kitas. Because the Pesach we have in the Gemara Pesachim, you're supposed to shech it at 3 different times, 3 different groups of people go into the base of Migdash. Kas, achar kas. One after another. Because you don't remember talking about nishchat. V'chol kas, koreas, ahalo, gimel, pomen. Each kas, each group, said halo 3 times. Shoye pischeye merubim. They had a lot of korban pesach. V'yotunim halo b'shkitosim. Kol zaman d'roisim doing the shkitos of korban pesach, there was a mitzvah to say halo. So they went through 3 times saying halo. V'loyo maspikim lishchat psochem kol kas v'kas ha-shikro sholish pomen. V'yach v'gav v'nan hosim afal pi. They never had 3 times. They didn't finish the 3rd time. They for sure finished Halo 2 times. They started the 3rd time. When they
Because when before they started to say halal, that's the time they would say that they would blow the three tchias. So at each kas, they blew it three times. Each cast they blew it nine times, it comes out. Because they started to say halal at least the third time. So before you start to say halal, you have to have a tkiya, true tkiya. So that's nine, and nine times three is 27. So that's what Rashi says in the Erev Pesach, they had an extra 27 tkiyas. So the Gemara says they left over Erev Pesach, that's also 48. Hey, it's the special 27 here, and the regular 21 together, that's 48. So Gemara says, no, imishum Erev Pesach lav shiurihu. Leaving over Erev Pesach, that's not really called the shiur. The Amani Reb Yehudi, I tell you, maybe here we go, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehudi Shita. The Yoma that he says, Miyameyem, it never happened like from his times, Shalkash Lishish, that the third Kas, Lehigia Lehmer Ahapti Kishma Hashem. And they show you Amam Watim, there were a small amount of people. So Rashi said, Lehigia Lehahapti, Shalkriya Rishain even. And now the third Kas, the third group that came in, they did not even finish Hallow one time. V'yein b'el gimel tkiyas, therefore you only have three tkiyas the third time. V'nei she'oma the third kas, she'oma mu'atim, she'vishtei kitas ha'rishonish, nismalu ha'zor l'chol kas, the first two groups, true, you had nine and nine, so you had 18. But the last group, you did not have another nine, you only had three, so together that's only 21, and the regular 21 is only 42, so you have just 42 in Erev Pesach. That's why our Mishnah does not say, like, 40, that's not called the Shir, it's not called leftover Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach also does not have a 48, according to Reb Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara, V'amrit Reisha, the lake Reb Yehuda, he said, forget, the beginning of our Mishnah does not go according to Reb Yehuda. So Rashi, di Reb Yehuda, t'kiyo, true t'kiyo, v'chadam anilo. Reb Yehuda says, t'kiyo, true t'kiyo, is called like one, so then it's not less than seven. So how come our Mishnah says not less than 21? He said our mission is not going according to Reb Yehuda. So how come now you want to say go according to Reb Yehuda? So the Gemara answer is Poshit. V'dilma ha'hai tana sovla kavose b'chodo u'pola galei b'chodo. Our tana, the mission, in one punkt, he holds like Reb Yehuda, like here, that on Erev Pesach, the third cast, the third group of people coming into the Beis HaMikdash, did not even finish Hallel one time. Ma'ashen Kein, the halacha of the account that tkiya threw a tkiya like one or like three, there the Tan holds not like Reb Yehuda, it's considered like three. But I call upon him, every Pesach is not called Yishir, it's not called leftover. So the question is then, if you tell me now, but every Musaf, you have to have its own special nine, said on Rosh Hashanah, that on Shabbos you also should have 48, how come our mission does not say it? So what else? You can't just leave over one thing, you have to leave over a few things. So Meren says, Elamah Shire, the High Shire, Shire, Erev Pesach, Shechal Lios, Bera Shabbos. Is Apik Shish B'Yal Shish. It comes at Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. Here's the case, we have 48 keys. Drashi. Erev Pesach Shechal Liyas Be'er Shabbos Yafik Shish Mit Kiyas Kash Lishis Reb Yehuda. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, that the third cast, the third group of people only said Hallel one time. So you're missing another six of keys. But there it is, since it's Erev Shabbos now, on Erev Shabbos anyway, you have six keys that we had before because of Erev Shabbos. Therefore, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, is also another case you have 48 keys. And our Mishnah does not say it, because it left over. So what did the Mishnah left over? The case of Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos also. So really, there are few times a year it could come out that you have 48 keys. Not only like our Mishnah says, not only Erev Shabbos of Tzeich HaChag, that you have 48, but really could happen other times also, either Erev Pesach that comes out on Erev Shabbos, or else you could have it on Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos, but there it says, Tonav Ishai, it says one case, and it leaves over other cases. Alright, we'll stop here.